It's time for Side Scrollers on ScrewAttack.com with your host, Stuttering Craig, and Handsome Tom, and the rest of the Screw Attack family. And now, broadcasting from the Screw Attack World Headquarters in Dallas, Texas, it's the Side Scrollers.
Now for a taste of things to come.
It's way different with this music, I'll tell you what.
It's just not as, it's not hyping you up now.
Welcome out to Side Scrollers on ScrewAttack.com. What is going on? Hey! This is Spooky Stuttering Craig.
That was terrible. This is Handsome Tom.
What is going on, G1s? Hey, collectively known as the Side Scrollers. Hey, so Handsome Tom, it is Halloween, man. Happy Halloween to you.
Yes, happy Halloween. Hopefully we get lots and lots of candy tonight. I'm excited about the candy.
Are you heading trick-or-treating?
No, we're actually heading to the Mavs game.
Yes.
That's right.
Well, not so much to the Mavs game.
We're going to watch it, though.
More so to the Mavericks Arena via the miracle of HDTV.
That is correct.
Wonderful. Yeah, so it is Halloween. We do have a lot of great things going on the site right now with the Halloween theme. A phenomenal, never-before-seen lost video game vault, Handsome Tom.
Yeah, I guess, I think we thought it was too boring. I mean, it has to do with golf, and who the heck plays golf NES games?
So we thought, what better time to debut it than on probably the slowest day of the year when there's nothing going on, Halloween, right?
Yeah, everybody's too busy eating candy.
Exactly, so, you know, hey, whatever. So, a big show this week, we got a lot of crap going on. We got the normal stuff, the forum questions, the Side Scroller News Desk. We also are going to bring back a segment from last week, Handsome Tom.
We also have to announce the game day for this week.
That's right, we do.
That's right.
So we have a ton of good stuff going on. I also did want to get out of the way right now that Rhombosaurus, I missed your B-Day. Sorry about that.
You're supposed to go to his birthday party or something?
No. What he did was phenomenal. He submitted a Screw Attack pumpkin, which you can see on the site today.
Ah.
So the Screw Attack pumpkin, we had a couple of Screw Attack pumpkins. So they will actually be up on the site, ready to go. So I wanted to say, hey man, happy birthday. I missed it a couple weeks ago.
All right. And along with those is going to be some of our Halloween costume pictures,
indeed,
right?
Yes. Yeah. Wednesday is a big day.
Yeah. We've got a bunch of stuff going up. It's going to be ridiculous.
It's going to be the Halloween spectacular on Screw Attack. So lots of good stuff. So if you're listening to us via iTunes or whatever, definitely make the trip on over to Screw Attack and check it out. Also, real quick, while it's on my mind, you'll notice below there's a little survey link as well about you or G1s. If you want to take it, cool. If you don't want to take it, that's cool too. It's just kind of to get a little more information about you guys so we can grow into the mighty, mighty empire and become super mega millionaires.
Now, does it ask fun questions or are they all kind of boring? Is there anything like, what size shoe do you wear or something ridiculous?
Yeah, I think there's one question about how often do you walk around naked in your apartment?
Well, there we go. See, yeah. That makes it entertaining. I might fill out that out then.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's phenomenal. But if that's not on there, don't hold that against me. All right.
You pretty much just said that they're generic questions.
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, just kind of roll with the punches. Like I said, if you don't want to fill it out, that's cool. If you do, hey, party on. Bonus, right? No one's forcing you to. No big deal at all. All right, so lots of good stuff going on this week, so let's get right into it, Handsome Tom. It's time for my favorite segment, your favorite segment, Dracula's favorite freaking segment. It's time for
Hard News.
It's all the gaming news he cares about. It's Handsome Tom's Hard News.
All right, man, a busy week in the video game industry, from what I understand. Yes or no?
It's not too bad. There's some fun things in here.
Well, inform me, because I haven't checked the blogs.
All right, man. Capcom. You know, the Capcom little company.
Yeah, it's tiny.
Pretty tiny.
Made a little game called Street Fighter.
Anyway.
It's awesome.
Yeah, check it out. That's very true.
Street Fighter 2.
You know, they...
Great.
Okay, are you done? Yep.
Street Fighter 4 is coming
right.
out.
That's right. That's why it's I made the hesitation. All right, man, here's how it goes.
Coming soon.
Apparently, you know how they had some... exclusives for PS3.
What? Yeah. Capcom Street Fighter. Yes, I do.
I'll start when you're ready.
I'm ready to go.
Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Anyway, when you buy a Wii game, they have a survey for you to take.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, here, listen to this list. We've got PlayStation. Like it says, please check here to complete. You know what you own.
Okay.
PlayStation, PlayStation 2, GameCube, Dreamcast.
Interesting.
Xbox, Xbox 360, Game Boy Advance, DS, PSP.
Usual suspects.
What is missing from that list?
Oh.
PlayStation 3.
Wow.
So they pretty much, I don't know if they're picking on PS3 or what, but they've taken off their exclusives, and now they don't even care if people own the PS3.
I guess they're just kind of figuring, well, we don't own one, so why would they, right?
I have one.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm talking about Capcom.
Oh.
Capcom probably doesn't.
Oh, Capcom doesn't have the dev kit for PS3.
They don't have one PS3 at all.
Whatever. Devil May Cry 4 is coming for Xbox 360 and PS3. Anyway, I just thought it was interesting they're picking on the PS3.
That's interesting stuff. I mean, I can't imagine.
That's a pretty big, you know, hell, I don't even care if you have PS3 or not.
How many people do you think saw that list before that went out? You know?
I don't know.
Before it went into the packaging materials, you know?
I have no idea.
Probably there's 10 games on there. People just check other.
Yeah, you don't. They don't even care.
Just number 10, other. Nice.
All right, man. The next one we have Nintendo DS.
Uh-huh.
A bunch of people in Australia set a world record.
Yeah?
Yeah, do you know what that world record is?
Playing it one time. Holding it up at a concert like it's something cool. I don't know.
No, playing it one time. They had 381 DSs playing at one time.
381?
Most of them were a bunch of kids. If you saw some pictures, you got a bunch of kids holding up their DS.
Wait. That can't be right.
Why not?
Well, is that just like in one condensed area?
Yeah. They all like this. They did it for the world record. All 380 well, Guinness World Record.
What the hell kind of world record is that?
I don't know.
You can make a world record. That's like
you can make a world record at anything.
I am setting a world record right now because I'm the only person in this space
folding
crossing my arms in this space we have right now.
Well, Nintendo obviously approved and gave away 15 DSs.
Nice. Just to be spread across the Australian countryside.
That's right. So, world record DS, kind of cool.
Hey, by the way, you had the PS3 news a little earlier.
I have more PS3 news coming.
Okay, cool.
Good PS3 news.
Keep on rolling.
Okay, we're going.
Then we'll say, boo you, detractors.
Okay, these are some Halloween things that are coming out today. It's pretty cool.
Great.
Mutant Storm for Xbox Live.
What is that?
That is a like a shooting, overhead shooting kind of game. It's an Xbox Live arcade game.
Mutant League Football ripoff?
No.
That'd be awesome if it was.
Anyway, starting tomorrow at 9 a.m., there's an update and you get a free, like, Twitch Ball and Undertow. I don't even know what that is. Free vehicles or something like that. That's pretty cool. For Halloween.
On Halloween.
Yeah. Also on Halloween, if you have Pinball FX, which I do, you get a free table.
Woo!
A Halloween themed table. That's cool stuff. I mean, the free stuff. Hey, it's Halloween. Give something free.
You're a pinball wizard.
No, but I enjoy the pinball machine.
Okay. Hey, you also mentioned about some Halo 3 stuff.
I'm working on that. Okay. That's actually next. Also for Halloween, Halo is supposedly their multiplayer. They say it's all about fun. So they're going with the seasonal theme, and they should be making some kind of weird playlist. They said for about 27 hours is Halloween. You can be playing Halo 3 and expect some spooktacular reasons to play it. So
ooh.
I have no idea what they're going to do. Maybe they'll add a pumpkin instead of a skull and I have no idea. But
I like it.
We wanted to have a game day today, but we just can't do it because one, it's Halloween, and two, the Mavs game. So
exactly.
So, yeah.
Well, that's really cool. I commend Bungie and Microsoft for doing
again,
that.
Again, it's
is
all
cool.
About fun, yeah.
So, see, they get it. They understand that games... fun, man.
That's what I'm talking about. There's three things right there for free on Halloween on
that's
Xbox.
Cool.
Xbox now, is doing it right.
You wait for when they do that on...
Christmas, Thanksgiving?
Like St. Patrick's Day.
You know? you get a leprechaun gun.
Yeah, exactly. Shoots leprechauns.
Shoots magic rainbows.
Whee! It'd be like Rainbow Island. You shoot them under your crotch.
That's right. Rainbow Island 2.
That's right. That'd be great.
All right, man. Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
They actually are getting a stage builder. I thought this was pretty cool. I know you're tearing it up in the Halo 3 stage building.
Yes.
So you made actually one good one last night. We played last night, and there's one good one you
Which
made.
Which one did you like?
It was the one on the big level. You had a bunch of tanks and the flying machines.
Ah, yes.
It was just all over the place.
That was all over
the place. What level is
that? The one in the beta.
Yeah.
I forgot what
they
it's
have
called.
Big man cannons to shoot in the middle. I can't think of the name of it.
Man cannons.
That's what they call it. They're man cannons.
That's funny. All right. Yeah. That's. Thank you. I appreciate that. What is it called? Damn it.
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Valhalla.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. So I think that's badass. I mean, they don't have many details, but if you can make your own levels and play them online, I mean,
if you can pull them online, that'd be great. I think that's very cool. And you know, the best thing about level editors is, you know, from what we saw at the Brawl demo, at E for All was that all the levels were tiny.
Yeah.
And if you can make these levels giant and you can have, you know, your four people going at it, like, well, that,
and you can,
Melee,
like, add blocks and bricks and power-ups. And, I mean, it sounds like you could do a lot of fun stuff.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope it's very similar to Forge, because I like Forge a lot.
Yeah.
All right, what else?
All right, man, last one. This is good for PS3. Everybody,
all right.
Ready? Good news. All right. Netflix is actually trying to work with PS3. So they can have their, you know, online-enabled content. Like, if you have Netflix, instead of having to wait in the mail to watch an HD movie, you can just download it.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so, I mean, this way you don't have to wait. This way you don't have to ship things. Everybody saves money. Everybody wins. I you know, that's pretty cool.
Way to go, Sony.
That's right. Well, they don't know if they're going to do it yet, but...
I think that's a great idea.
It is. It would be very cool. I guess, you know... Microsoft has it, but to partner up with a big, huge company like Netflix, I mean, if you could do as many unlimited movies a month, it would be awesome.
Checkmate Sony.
In one area.
That's right. Hey, speaking of Sony, like I was going to talk about earlier, we are working to get that guy on next week who wasn't going to listen to us anymore. Apparently, he listened last week, and he emailed me. And
so he lied. He lied to all of us.
Yeah. So so he's going to be coming on. We're going to try to get him on next this next week. To kind of do a little chit-chatting.
All right, yeah, we can talk PS3.
Well, PlayStation love.
Yeah.
Because the next top 10 list is...
PlayStation, it'll be perfect.
it'll be right
It'll be
time.
A great follow-up for the top 10 PS3 games.
It's going to be outstanding. So, yeah, lots of good stuff going on. We are very, very busy, and we are still looking to get Ray Jimenez on for Street Fighter 2. That'll be on the next month or so.
That's hot.
I'm looking forward to that.
It's very hot.
You know who makes Street Fighter 2?
Capcom.
Yeah, that's right. All right, very good. All right, so coming up next, we're going to delve into a little bit of Halloween talk and a little bit of Halloween fun.
Losers, freaks, and other members of the G1 crew. Want to get your ass handed to you by Handsome Tom or Stuttering Craig? Well, now you can. It's called Screw Attack Game Day. All you got to do is listen every Wednesday to Side Scrollers to find out when, where, and how you can get beat down. There is no shame in losing to pros, you f***ers.
All right, Handsome Tom, so before we get into candy and ghouls and ghosts and all that good stuff, we got to announce our next game day and when it's going to be, because we briefly alluded to it last segment. But it's time to debut. So game day, as you know, our time to get together with the community, the G1s, and play a little bit of video games, usually like Halo or something, because that's the best multiplayer game out there right now in terms of like what everybody has and everything. So it's going to be when? Next Friday?
This Friday, the 2nd at 8 Central Standard, we're going to be playing Halo and Street Fighter, so whichever one we're on, join us.
Yeah, so if you want to get beat down with Street Fighter, with my massive Chun-Li combos, that's cool, you can do that.
Yeah, I actually have a challenger from the G1 community, so I'm waiting for the rematch.
Really?
That's right.
Oh, yes, yes.
Remember that guy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, so yes. Ready to go. Hey, by the way, you like the return of music? Zombies Ate My Neighbors?
Yeah, very, very...
spectacular.
That's right. That's very, very indeed. Spooky.
Also, the next game day is going to be on Call of Duty 4. We're calling it right now, so be ready for that.
Yeah, we'll give you a couple of days to buy it, though. I know people can't just buy it on Tuesday, so...
Of course.
Yeah, we're going to be playing Call of Duty 4 the next game day.
So...
I look forward to that.
Absolutely. I look forward to that as well. So you hear it? It's time to get into it, Handsome Tom.
A Michael Jackson talk?
Maybe.
That's right.
No. We're talking... candy, we're talking werewolves, we're talking Frankenstein, we're talking
freaky
Halloween, baby. That's right. All right, so I remember being in the studio last year. You remember what we were doing last year at Halloween time?
Is this where we scared little kids in your front yard?
No, that was
a couple of Halloweens ago.
In studio, dude. What were we doing in studio last year?
No, I don't. I really don't.
We were eating candy, like, during the show.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty, not straight.
What?
You were putting candy in my mouth, blindfolded.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That was very good.
That was.
That's all right. But that's okay. We're past that. Anyway, so we talked about our favorite candy and stuff like that last time. Now, this year, I want to talk about something very near and dear to me. Haunted houses.
Have you gone to any this year?
I have not.
I haven't either.
I have not gone to any, and it's very upsetting to
me. You know, I haven't seen any advertisements. They usually like advertise like crazy. I haven't seen anything.
They blitz out here starting in like September, like in Dallas. They say haunted houses and stuff like that. Now, I remember going to, more specifically, I want to talk about haunted house memories. Now, what's the earliest you remember going to a haunted house?
I don't know, man. Probably at church festivals.
That's not a haunted house. When Jesus pops out and tries to scare you, that is not a haunted house.
That's not. No, they had haunted themed things for church.
Their haunted houses are
mazes and stuff.
They're like mazes, and then they always end with a car crash. Like, they're like, don't do drugs.
That's mad. Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
No, I've been to them before. I've seen these before. They're pretty funny.
I have no idea.
They always end with a car crash.
Well, there is like...
Have sex.
There is like a four-story haunted house where they show like hell and stuff for some church.
Yeah, okay.
I don't remember what it's called, but...
So you went to some church ones growing up. Like, what do you remember about those things? Like, what about mainstream? Like, not church ones. I'm talking like the old school ones.
Well,
like,
I mean, when we did promotional work, we actually worked at a few haunted houses and goofed around. But,
yeah.
Remember, we were hanging out with ICP.
Insane
Clown Posse.
We were hanging
right.
out with them?
We were working out there, and they were there for... It was a charitable night or something at the haunted house, so all the money went to charity.
Nice.
And ICP was there scaring people when we hung out with those guys.
Did we hang out with them?
You know what? That might have been myself or producer Andy. I think you were at another haunted house.
That might have been the case.
That's right.
I gotta be honest, ICP doesn't do a whole lot for me. But hey, whatever. Maybe like 10 years ago they did, but that's alright. Before they started doing professional wrestling.
What? Oh, the game.
Backyard
wrestling.
They do like real professional wrestling.
They do?
Yeah.
Whatever. You know more than I do, and you don't like them.
I don't. No,
candy, man, that's it. I mean, no, you know what? We trick-or-treated in my old neighborhood in Florida back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And there was always this one house that gave out glow sticks, and we always thought it was the bomb.
There's always that one house in every neighborhood
that gives out something ridiculous that all the kids line up to go.
Exactly. And this year, I think it's my parents' house.
Are we going there?
It's always my parents' house.
What do they have this year?
Well, last year, okay.
Dude, I remember the big castle we put in the front of your house the one year.
This is my favorite time of year because I love scaring kids. I love it. It like, nothing makes me more happy.
You just want to see them pee their pants, huh?
I've done it before. I mean, I haven't, like, watched them, but I've seen them run away. It's fun. No, there have been times where I have pretended to play dead in my front yard only to get up and scare, like, little kids.
I was there.
And we actually have a reputation now. My parents' house has a reputation of being that house. Why? Because of me, baby.
Well, you didn't do it last year.
No, because nobody would come near the house. So I backed off. I backed off last year when I went over to the
parents'
house.
But we're not doing it this year. We're watching the Mavs game.
That's right. Well, maybe we'll get in some makeup or something. Yeah, because we're heading over to my parents' house, watching the game on the giant TV. It's going to be awesome. Ordering pizza, getting the friends together. That's Halloween. But getting back to the original point about, like, my favorite Halloween memories, there was one haunted house that... The best haunted houses are out in the sticks. You know what I mean? Because they don't have to, like, follow regulations. They're just, like, put up by, like, two guys.
You get hit by a 2x4. You get hit by a 2x4.
Tough luck, man. Yeah, exactly. And there was one. It was actually in an old mansion, right? And it actually had, when you drove up to it, like, this line was going all the way around. And there's fire coming out of Gargoyle's mouth, shooting into the sky. It was the scariest freaking thing for like a 6-year-old to see, you know what I mean? And I swear to God.
Did you pee yourself?
I peed my pants.
Oh, man.
I peed my pants. This giant...
Before you even walked in?
No. When I was like five. Like, what is a 5-year-old supposed to do, you know? Like,
you punched that gargoyle in the crotch.
Well, yes, 15-year-old stuttering Craig would have done that. But little 5-year-old Craig, who didn't know anything better to do and was getting chased by a chainsaw... That's whizzing down the leg right there.
Well, half the problem with haunted houses, I guess, when I started hitting 15 and up, is I'm bigger than most of the guys that are trying to scare me.
Exactly.
So it's like, meh. My favorite part has got to be the optical illusions. Those are my favorite, like where the room's spinning and you're walking on the thing and you feel dizzy and sick. That's great.
Yeah.
I love that part.
Those are
pretty
good.
Rooms that have like checkered walls that look like they're getting smaller, but they're not.
Have you ever been to one of those haunted houses that's like 15 stories tall and it cost $100 to get in, but
no.
If you make it through, you get it all back?
I've always wanted to do it, but
me
I haven't.
Too, and there's none around here. There's zero in the Dallas area.
I guess too many people are winning.
Mm.
They have like GPS in their cell phone.
Yeah.
Here we go.
No, and I really want to hear stories about that because I've only heard about them and I want to hear about them.
I mean, it's like you have a choice of doors. If you choose the wrong door, you end up outside. How you lose.
I heard you have, like, as you go up, it gets scarier and it gets more physical and people will, like, it's like fair game and they'll beat you up.
Well, they want their $100.
Well, that's just what I hear. That's
so you have to bring like football pads and a baseball bat.
Yeah,
and
I don't
go
know.
Go through and start beating people.
That's just like the rumor. But I want to hear about these things. And I hear there's some like up in Missouri and up towards the Northeast and stuff where there's these really old buildings. So G1s, if you've done these and experienced these things, I want to hear about it. So shoot me an email, and because I really want to hear and read about these things, because these things like fascinate me and I really want to go to them. Maybe next year we'll make a road trip or something to one, and we'll have Stuttering Craig go through the haunted house and pee my pants again. 21 years later.
I'll only go if you pee your pants. That's the only way I'll go.
What if I go there and I just like really have to pee and I just pee my pants just because?
I don't care.
All right.
As long as you whiz your pants,
you'll only go
yeah.
as long as I take a pee in my pants.
That's right.
Sounds like a plan. All right. So there's a little Halloween talk for you.
Is there ever a show where we don't have a challenge? Ever?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so at all. Speaking of a challenge, I have something I want to bring up to you. And I'm going to do that.
I'm ready.
Next.
What makes art? Is it simply oil on canvas? Finely hand-shaped stone? Architecture? Automobile design? Artistic expression surrounds us at all times, even in a virtual world, where had it not been for human artistic expression, it would be a very dull world indeed. Join us this week on The Art and Gaming, only on ScrewTac.com.
What are you buying? What are you selling? This is the creepy guy from Resident Evil. Come down to the merch section and buy something already, or I'll shank you in the spleen.
Man, I wish that bumper still worked, because apparently our merch store is still down.
Can we sue?
Tell you what, man. You said it. What the luck?
Yeah, as soon as we have some new stuff out, they suck.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. We've been on the phone with these guys every day trying to figure out what the crap is going on.
Didn't you say they have some dumb girl that has no idea what she's talking about?
She had no idea what she was talking about.
I'll find out for you.
So anyways, yeah.
Oh, no, the greatest was yesterday. Oh, yeah, we'll have it in 30 minutes.
Call back in 30 minutes.
Yeah, they're closed in 30 minutes.
They were closed when I called back. It was very nice. So anyways, we're going to extend the pre-orders out for the brand new Screw Attack hoodies and the brand new iNew Pwn shirt. You going to be sporting one of those, maybe?
Yeah, it also says not a porno site
yes.
on the back, so that's always a plus as well.
I think those are going to be a big hit, because I think everybody wants to sport a little Screw Attack style and not a porno site, you know what I mean? So, also on the lookout, be looking for the Nerd DVD coming soon.
Now, you were going to tell me something.
Yes, indeed. Now, Handsome Tom, you remember last week?
I remember last week, yes.
During the news desk, when you...
Oh, the...
And the German.
Blood smells like whatever.
Indeed. Now, I have received overwhelming support this week, saying that I am indeed correct.
Well, actually, it says, I don't think you're right, but I'll agree with you, Craig, because I like you.
Not necessarily.
I saw it.
No.
I saw that.
I'm getting direct emails from people. I get an email from a guy who did research and finding in the University of Texas did research, found this, scientific proof, Handsome Tom, and I received an email from a G1 who lives in the country who heard about this story and confirmed it.
I want to see it.
You want to see the guy's bloody face that smells like alcohol?
No. I want to see the proof. You said there was a study.
Mm-hmm.
Show it to me.
Well, I don't have it pulled up, but I will.
You know what? We'll confirm this next week. I'll look at the story, and we'll confirm it next week.
We will. All
right.
We will. This has been confirmed. So as soon as it's done, I want an apology from both you and German for making me feel so
bad. Okay, so what happens if you're totally wrong?
I'm right.
Well, no, that's not my point.
What happens if you're totally wrong?
You just said
you
an
shave
apology.
Your head?
No, you said an apology. You've already laid it on the line. I'm saying what
look,
happens.
You already said I got to pee my pants if I go to Halloween. So
that's next year. That's a year from now.
And we'll get to it when it comes. But anyways, I'm right. All right, so Handsome Tom, let's get right into it. Let's get into this week's news desk. It's time for
you know what's funny? No, wait.
The side scroller news desk.
Not yet.
Hit the music.
No, you know what's funny?
Too late.
No, I'm bringing it up. You know what? Your
what?
Own girlfriend. Called you retarded for saying that blood smells like alcohol.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
She's like, I can't agree with you on that. That's
you know
retarded.
What she said? You know what she said?
No.
She said, I understand your logic. I don't know if I believe it.
No. I was standing here.
No, she didn't.
She was like, that's retarded.
No. At the time, but then she sat down and thought about it like you guys didn't, like I did. We'll discuss this further next week. Entertain me. See, now you're getting annoyed.
Whatever. She just said you were retarded.
See, now you're getting
annoyed. That was
hilarious. Nice. All right,
man. Let's do this. Monkeys. Everybody loves monkeys.
High school Ben loves monkeys.
That's right. Monkeys are great. Well, these monkeys are being mean.
Nobody likes mean monkeys.
That's right. The tourism minister. Did you know they had a tourism minister?
What?
That's right.
Tourism what?
Minister. That's his title.
Of what?
Like he's over the, he makes sure that tourists are happy.
Of where?
I don't know. I'll tell you in a minute when I get there.
Of what?
Kenya Wildlife. Kenya. Tourism minister.
You got to include these things. These are very important details. So the Kenyan tourist minister. Okay.
That's right. He's having to deal with the monkey menace. Guess what these monkeys are doing? What do monkeys do?
They throw poop.
No, they're not doing that.
I know what they do.
What?
I know what they do.
What do they do? They pee in their mouths? No, that's not it.
No. They eat their bananas and they throw their banana peels down and people slip on them. It makes total sense.
Oh, no, that's not true. These ones are actually a menace to women.
Oh, no.
They apparently...
Are these male monkeys?
They have no respect for women. I guess so. They're baboons. They don't say if they're male or female.
Baboons.
They harass women, doing gestures and touching their own private parts.
Wow.
So they're trying to figure out how to punish the monkeys for... Monkeys!
How do you punish monkeys? And how long
are monkeys not allowed to touch their junk? Are they going to put, like, diapers on them so you can't see their junk anymore?
Apparently not allowed to touch your junk at inopportune times.
I guess not, but if they...
Because monkeys are just two strands of DNA away from humans.
They just become naughty, and the monkeys come naughty and make lewd signs. I thought it was ridiculous.
How naughty do they get?
I don't know. I don't know
do
if they're
they dress up?
Do they making the jerking off motion? I don't know.
What's that motion? Huh?
This one right here.
Oh, gross.
You want it closer to your face?
No. No, I don't.
So, yeah, monkeys don't like women in Kenya for some reason.
Man, this is gonna
Or they really like them. One of the two.
Maybe they do. I see your point. Very nice. Right. They're kind of like the construction workers of monkeys.
That's right.
Very nice.
Yeah, good way to stereotype.
Next topic.
All right, man. This is in Australia. Good day. That is true.
Yes.
Shrimp on the Barbie.
Throw a giant boomerang.
Foster's.
Outback Steakhouse.
Oh, wait. That's an American franchise. Oh. All right, man. This barmaid has been fined for crushing beer cans between her bare breast.
Whoa!
That's impressive.
That is impressive. I didn't know you could flex your breasts.
Oh, no. I assume she just grabs them and, like, squeezes them together and they crush the can. Those are some big breasts.
Those are some big breasts. Now, but the coolest thing about that would be if her breast just did it for her. Like
she stands back and just...
If she just stood there with her hands on her side, just like mine are, elbows out, and just kind of went... made that noise right there.
I don't know why she's doing this, but she also has been fined from hanging... for hanging spoons from her nipples.
And you wonder if they're like, you wonder if they're teaspoons or tablespoons. You know? They're the big nippled spoons.
I want to see this woman do this. I would love to see her crush a beer can between her breasts.
There's got to be a video.
Okay, well, I know I saw on The Man Show where a woman has these huge breasts and she crushes with one boob on the table.
I saw Mancers. Did you see Mancers?
No, I don't even know what that
Mancers is. Mancers is this new show on Spike TV where they answer all these questions like man. Have about
well,
things.
Answers like Mancers.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
And the whole thing is like they had can a boob crush a you know what? How big of a boob does it have to be before it crushes a can? it was pretty awesome, and that's a great show. I really enjoyed it.
Well, anyway, I thought it was funny. I'm hanging spoons from your nipples.
So how much was she fined?
She was fined about $900. And then,
well worth it.
Well, that was just for the bare-breasted can crushing, and for the nipple hanging, that was only $500.
What do you write on the citation for that?
I don't know. Indecent exposure. That's what you write.
Nipple spoons. That's what I'd write.
I thought it was a good one.
Surely she made enough money off tips to redo that. You know
that's
what I mean?
Probably a really good. I'd tip some girl to crush beer cans. It'd be hilarious.
I've seen $900. I've seen some big tips just for.
Boobs.
Big boobies, yeah. Christian beer cans. Very nice. Next topic.
I mean, this boy had to be freed from a wizard hat.
Oh, no. Harry Potter.
That's right. Apparently, this 3-year-old boy put a traffic cone on his head so he could look like Harry Potter. Had to be cut free from a fireman.
That's hilarious.
So somehow he wedged his head in. See, Harry Potter kills. That's like Jack Thompson's logic.
That's right.
It's very true.
That's right. We need to go on TV and stop the use of
Harry Potter cones
as helmets.
As helmets, yeah. Absolutely. So they had to grease up his head, cut off. It took an hour and a half to cut this thing with tools and pliers. This little boy is going to be scarred.
You think so?
You got a thing stuck in your head, and firefighters had to cut the crap off your head. Maybe. Now, either that or he's buried. I don't know.
Being somebody who's familiar with the traffic cone like myself, having taken one or two in my day, I know that traffic cones are not that hard to get off.
I don't know what he did. I don't know. But the firefighter said we shouldn't have laughed so hard because the boy looked so upset, but they couldn't help themselves.
Where was this at?
There's no location, man.
Stupid land.
I don't know.
Well, very nice. I like that, Handsome Tom. That's enjoyable.
It was good. It was good.
What did we learn from this?
Breast can crush cans. Monkeys like to make lewd comments at women, and they're trying to punish them. And finally, don't put cones on top of your head.
Very nice. I like it. Very nice. That is the Side School News Desk for this week. Coming up next, we are going to be answering your forum questions as we wrap up the day here on Side Schoolers.
Oh, yeah. That's a huge dump you just heard, and I leveled up on Castlevania. What does this winning combination have to do with anything? Well, I'm glad you asked, because Toilet Tuesday is back. Be sure to submit what's on your crapper at vids@screwattack.com.
This movie's awesome.
It's a good song.
Movie.
Both. Everybody knows this song. That's right, see?
Even the nerd. So much so he did three parts on it.
Aren't they making a new movie? New Ghostbusters?
I don't know.
Sweet.
Interesting. Hope they do. Anyways, all right, so let's get into your forum questions. Coming on. Hey, by the way, the new nerd video is up on GT, which is really great. Halloween. And then he's going to take a little break. I'll stalk into him. He's going to take a little break. Only going to have one review in November. So all you.
Why is that, Craig?
Well, I don't know if the nerd wants everybody to know.
Yeah, okay.
But he's
penis enlargement surgery.
Yes, the nerd is getting a giant cock. That's right.
Hey, why get 2 inches when you can have 4 or 5? Come on.
Or
extra inches. Okay, I was saying. Like, wow. Not right. Just two total, two like, extra.
Jeez, wow. Didn't know you knew the nerd so well. But he's going to be off for a little bit. Going to be back towards the end of November.
I guess we can call it a mini vacation.
A much-deserved mini-vacation.
There we go.
Very good.
When's ours? Next year.
Good call.
We haven't taken one this year. Next year.
Very good. All right, so let's get into your forum questions, starting right now.
All right, man. CRX Forum. Dear Craig.
Yes, CRX Forum?
That's right. As we all know, Tom doesn't believe in ghosts or anything paranormal. I don't know how they all know that, but sweet.
Liz.
Probably. Hopefully in the next coming weeks, I can change his mind on this. Now, okay, let me give you a story on this. He says he has a haunted, like, ColecoVision or something he's going to send me.
Cool.
It, like, turns...
Oh, yeah.
It turns on without even being plugged in.
That's cool.
I can't wait. So he's supposed to send it to me. We'll see. However, I was wondering if you, Craig, believe in ghosts.
I do.
Okay.
I do. I think that there's definitely something to that. I think there's way too many things that can't be explained. And
something in your personal life?
No, not at all.
Well, there we go.
I just think that it's one of those things that
The next question is: have you ever experienced any spooky experiences?
No, I haven't. But it's just one of those things. Well, you know, there have been times, I suppose, where you just kind of get the feeling that somebody's watching you. You know, you get that sixth sense. You know, to where you did the hairs on your back just kind of. I don't know. There have been times where I felt like somebody's watching me, almost to the point. I can't give you an exact instance, but several times, which is, you know, believe it or not, it's all what you believe or whatever. If you think I'm stupid or whatever, that's fine too. But at the same time, I also believe that UFOs are out there and aliens and all that stuff is out there too. Because why would
they wouldn't put it in Halo if it wasn't true?
Oh, exactly. Video games always tell the truth. Yeah. So to answer your question,
Space Invaders.
Yes and no.
All right, man. This one's from Dothic Garth. Doth Dark.
You got it.
Gothic.
Yep.
I don't even know what that is.
Fact.
I just want to call it fart because it looks close enough.
All right.
All right. Craig, there's a method of controlling stuttering that involves tightening the anal and rectal muscles. Is this what you do to control your stuttering during airtime? And he actually has, it's FYI, it's called Valsava Control. It's actually a real thing.
Well, what you're thinking of, Valsava, yeah, no.
How are your anal muscles right now? Tense?
They're extremely tense right now. My anal muscles are always tense at all times. It's amazing. So, now, you know, in case you can't tell, I don't really stutter. I just kind of talk over myself a lot.
And everybody else.
Yeah, I'm not afraid to do that. So, hey, but yes, I would say that I practice that method.
All right,
except for when I visit the John.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay. If you could meet anyone dead, famous or not, who would you meet and why? What would you talk about?
Halloween theme. Interesting.
Yeah, I figured. You know, why not?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of people would be like, I talked to Abraham Lincoln. Or I talk
why does
to,
that always come up first?
You know, Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was even thinking the same thing. I'm like, why would I want to talk to Abraham Lincoln?
Would you really?
No. But if for some reason it pops in
I think that's like the default for everybody, which, by the way, we've got these spooky Mario music going on.
Ooh,
now. Halloween. Very nice. You know, I don't know. Off the top of my head, there's only a few select people that I can't even think. I find Elvis kind of interesting because I want to know.
I got you beat.
Okay.
God.
He's not dead.
Okay, Jesus.
I like the look on your face. Okay, Jesus then. Fine. You want to talk to Jesus?
Yeah, why not? I'd like to pick his brain for a little bit, see what's up.
See what kind of superpowers you can get.
That's right. See if he can grant me some superpowers.
See if he wears an S on his chest. That'd be kind of cool.
Super Jesus.
No, it's just Jesus. There's nothing super about it.
Well, if he's wearing an S, what's it for? Just to imply
just
that he's super?
Just for God?
Whatever.
And the S means God. I'm okay. Jesus. I can be whatever I want.
That's all right. All right, this next one's from Marquise. Do you have any bad habits, i.e. biting your fingernails or cracking your knuckles?
Both.
Really?
Yeah, I've been trying to get rid of the cracking of the knuckles and the biting of the fingernails, and it's not working very well. I do well for a while.
You have that, like, polished stuff that goes on your nails that makes your fingernails taste like crap.
I know, and the thing is, like, you have it. But you know it tastes like crap.
So you don't put it
on.
So
why do you put it on? So why would you subject yourself to that?
You need to have your girlfriend put it on for you every night, and then you'll be fine.
Oh, negative. No, the thing about that, though, is that when you have that stuff, and you put it on your nails, then it gets in your food, and everything tastes like that. It's nasty. Well,
start using silverware instead of picking things apart with your hands.
Yeah, so you're eating pizza.
Silverware.
No, you don't eat pizza with silverware.
Don't
Come
eat
on.
The crust.
No, you eat the crust.
unless you're at CeCe's.
Well, I try to eat. When we're not competing in something, I always eat the crust.
Yeah, it's such a waste of money. Might as well get all the goodness you can. Okay, whatever.
The crust is good.
All right, a second question. How do you think the Mavs will do this season? Do you
champs.
Okay, so you do think they'll finally win it all?
Absolutely. Champs.
I think they're going to do well. I'm not going to get my hopes up.
Don't hate.
I'm not hating.
Don't hate.
No?
You're not a Mavs fan. Next question.
Whatever. All right, this next one is from Knight Bladder. Good name. Does that mean he whizzes his bed?
It's probably Blader.
B-L-A, yeah, it's probably true. There's an extra D in there, it'd be Bladder.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a funny name, though. What are some of the costumes you've worn on Halloween?
It's a very good question, because if you go to ScrewAttack.com today, you'll actually see some of the costumes I've worn in the past. Actually, just this year.
I was going to say just this year.
This year was very nice. I was actually... Should we say or
they're gonna see it
true.
Regardless.
I was the ref from Karate Kid,
which is totally random. Well, yeah, it totally random. I was. This was an '80s party, by the way.
Yes, we went to an '80s party.
I was Marty McFly.
Yeah,
that's right.
You pulled it off, all right.
I did okay with that, Marty McFly.
We had a good time. We had a real good time. I think I won the costume for like most original and most obscure. Which was great.
I'm the ref from Karate Kid. Yeah. He only has like a 30-second part in the movie.
Not even that. But, LaRusso, you okay? Can you go on?
Winner.
I have that down. And no, and I even had the mustache, which was great.
The mustache was probably the classic move.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what? I was Officer Doofy for another party.
That same year, I came dressed as a Mormon.
Yeah, you were a Mormon with a bicycle helmet. But Officer Doofy, if you don't know, is from Scary Movie. So...
You always thought that was so clever. I just didn't get it.
It was just totally random. You know, it was a guy who... You got to see Scary Movie.
You were like, I'm Officer Doofy. I was like, I don't know who you are.
Yeah, it's just because you don't watch movies. All right, his next question is, have you ever had the balls for a cross-dressing costume?
Man, they're like...
As a matter of fact, we have.
Yeah, we like a long time
they
ago...
They act like we don't have balls.
Yeah, right out of high school, we were we waited tables. You and I waited tables at this place.
It was a Halloween night, and we were waiting tables
We came dressed as cocktail waitresses.
That's correct.
It was funny.
And I had a goatee at the time.
Yeah.
We had makeup, goatee, breast, and skirts with
giant,
fishnet.
Big old boobies, like with balloons.
And then
and
there
stuff.
Was another time where we dressed up for GameWorks. As
what are we doing?
Women. It was dude looks like a lady contest for like tickets for something.
Man.
And we lost to drag queens.
Yeah, yeah.
There
yeah,
you
we lost to
now?
Actual drag queens.
How do you can't win against that? We're two guys up there having fun. I had a goatee then too.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, sometimes you just can't win, handsome Tom. You know what I mean? All right, what else we got?
I got third. Lost to the drag queens.
Sorry, dude. I think it was the goatee that killed you.
Probably. I did have future boobs though.
Nice.
All right, man, final one is from Tech Money.
You said I had huge boobs.
That is very true.
That's funny.
I wanted to say you guys inspired me, and I'm currently bidding on a 4-person Blitz 99 arcade machine on eBay.
Cool.
Way to go.
Congratulations.
Yeah, hopefully you win. I'm curious how the Primal machine is working out.
Primal race...
Luck. It was total. It's actually in really good shape.
Yeah, it's we got the most recent version that was announced, that was released, I guess, version 2.3.
Screen looks good.
Everything looks good, and we play it like every day.
Haven't played it today though.
No, you want to go play it later on? Get a little game on.
We are starting to learn the moves again.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's Primal Rage, like we said in the worst fighting games ever. The arcade version, not that bad. The home console versions sucked my balls. So there you go.
It still feels broken, like the game. You know,
yeah.
There's like some scenes where you're like with the bowling for humans. It's like. It seems like there's something wrong with it.
It's not very smooth. You know, it doesn't compete with all the other ones. Like when we get like a Marvel vs. Capcom or a Capcom versus or whatever, any type of like solid fighting game, man, it's gonna be over.
We're gonna have to replace joysticks twice a month.
Oh, it's gonna be great. Anyways, all right. So is that it?
That's all we got.
Very nice.
That is five.
Not a whole lot of questions for you this week, handsome Tom.
Was there not?
No,
there was only one directed at you, but yeah, they were fine. They're all yours. Way to go, Craig.
I just felt like I was firing away there. There it is. All right. Woo, getting a little choked up. It's Halloween. Anyways, all right, so that is Side Scrolls for this week.
Did your sphincter muscles loosen a little bit, so you had to stutter
nope,
a little
still
bit?
Tight as... as tight as can be. All right, very good. All right, so that is Side Scrolls for this week. G1s, have a very, 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 very safe Halloween. Don't get kidnapped.
Eat lots of candy.
Yes,
throw up.
Do that, and yes, vomit everywhere.
If you vomit, you gotta get on video, though.
Please do. Send it in.
I want to see chocolate vomit.
You know what you need to do? You need to send it in, and, like, vomit on a game, and then you send it in to, like, us or the nerd, and we'll include it in a video.
Yeah, it's gotta be a crappy game, though.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so that's Side Scrollers for this week. Better yet, you can, no, never mind. All right, so enjoy your holiday. We'll see you guys next time, and be looking out for all that great stuff we have going on next week, the Game Day. We have Game Day this Friday. We've got the Sony PlayStation 3 G1 coming on next week.
The Return of the Quarter of the Week with Perfect Liz this Saturday.
Yes, the Return of the Quarter of the Week. And we're also working on something else that might be popping up next week. We'll see what happens. So a lot of stuff going on, G1s. You guys have a wonderful day. We'll see you guys next week. This is Stutter and Craig.
Handsome Tom.
See ya.